The UK government have announced new powers for Wales, including a floor for funding, powers over energy and transport, and a new reserved powers model for Wales. Today I'm joined by Leanne Wood, the leader of Plaid Cymru, to discuss. What are your first impressions, Leanne?
Plaid Cymru has been clear from the very beginning of this process that we wanted to see Wales achieve parity with Scotland, both in terms of powers and in terms of finance. And we participated in the process in good faith, and we were prepared to compromise, as we have done before, in order to achieve the best deal for Wales. But I have to say that today's announcement is a disappointment. There was an opportunity to go much further, and when you compare where we are in Wales with where they are in Scotland, then we fall way behind. And I have had enough of having a third-rate devolution settlement in Wales as compared to the other devolved nations in the United Kingdom.
Why do you think we have this kind of third-rate devolution in Wales? Do you think Wales needs more leverage? What's it missing that Scotland has?
Obviously, the referendum campaign has helped engage Scots, and there is a level of demand coming from the community roots, through the grassroots level in Scotland. And I would like to see us get to that point here in Wales. And it's clear that there's only one way to ensure that Wales gets the powers that we need and we deserve, and that's by electing a strong team of Plaid Cymru MPs. And then, should there be a hung parliament in May and we've got a strong enough team to hold the balance of power, then we can push for equality for Wales with Scotland in the aftermath of that election.
Let's talk about the funding agreement that was put in place today. So David Cameron's announced a floor for funding to stop it going beneath a certain level, but he hasn't announced any reform to the way Wales is funded or any intention to close the gap between funding between Wales and Scotland. How would you have liked to have seen it?
Wales has been disadvantaged due to the Barnett formula since it was invented in 1978. So every year we've been disadvantaged. And again, this was an opportunity to resolve those financial anomalies as they relate to Wales and put Wales on a firm financial footing. That opportunity has been missed. This announcement today takes us nowhere near to parity with Scotland, and if we were funded to the same level per head of the population as Scotland in relation to England, then Wales would receive an additional £1.2 billion every year, which would enable us to effectively end austerity. None of that has been on the agenda, and so again, it's another missed opportunity.
The other thing that I think many people were kind of looking towards today was announcements over policing and justice. Now, this seems to me the real clear omission from the recommendations from the Silk Commission's report on devolution.
You're right, yes.
What's your take on that?
I think it is an omission, and Wales is now the only part of the United Kingdom that has no responsibility over policing and criminal justice. Even Guernsey has its own policing system. So it's not acceptable for Wales to be treated in this way, and Plaid Cymru will be continuing to demand that the criminal justice system is devolved and policing too, not just for the sake of it, but in order to really tackle the problems that we have in Wales. We've got some of the worst rates of levels of prison numbers. We don't have an adequate prison system here in Wales. The prison system that is being created is not being created to suit our needs here in Wales. So there are very concrete arguments for having control over policing and criminal justice. And again, I'm afraid this is yet another missed opportunity.